Warning. This show features action, violence, strong language, and best of all, explicit adult content. Listen up, kiddies. We all like to immerse ourselves in stories we wouldn't actually want happening to ourselves, right? Whether it features intergalactic dogfights, facing off with cyberpunk crime bosses, or fighting parasitic aliens. Our show is a safe space to indulge in sexy fantasies. The events are entirely fictional, featuring themes that blur the lines of consent and only occasionally cross them. We encourage you to exercise discretion, dear listener, and approach our content with an open mind as we handle it as ethically as we can. For detailed content warnings, please visit yukiassassin.com/content advisory. Now with that out of the way, we hope you enjoy Yuki Space Assassin. Yuki, Space Assassin. Episode 7. A Slave's Penance.
Tell Master I need another nano bath.
Yuki? I didn't mean—
Shh! You're getting a little loud there, Princess.
I didn't mean to scare you.
You kidding? I could recognize your footsteps 2 halls down. And trust me, you're not bound to scare a fang mouse.
I can be fierce. When I want.
Oh. Does the princess have teeth? I want to feel them. Log entry. I don't know, who's counting? Not a lot of time has passed. I've snuck a little private time to myself now and then with Kira, my beautiful princess in the tower. Making love to her in the shadows. Savoring her practiced, gentle touch while she melts into mine. Gazing into those magenta eyes as bright and purple as the most gorgeous nebula in the Blasnian sprawl. We had to act fast, in secret. The palace marble and stone made up our beds for these moments. But with each other, it felt sweeter than the softest Bagheerian fur pelt. Finding our moments of peace between the tedium of serving dispassionate and greedy alien men and the odd debauched woman. But other than that, I've been up to my usual hobbies. Getting fucked by Sodoram, dancing for his guests, and,
Yuki, my pet. This is Annihilator Volblade of Duranga. Do you remember?
I do remember him, Master.
He remembers you.
I do most definitely remember the bounty-hunting bitch who took me down. Sapy, no less. You worthless little...
Sit. She is properly still.
I apologize to you, sir, but I'm better now. Atoning for my past life.
Good. Now suck his
Of course, Master. If it pleases you.
Pleases me a little more than that.
I look right through this jackoff. I don't want to give him the satisfaction, but yeah. I remember him all right. You know what else I remember? All the poor guys I had to shoot down on the way to his office. Hired guns, young and old, likely underpaid to just stand there and hold a plasma weapon. No idea of what was actually coming for them. Just trying to get by, like everybody in the universe. I tore through them like a wet tissue, just so I could take their boss alive. 'Cause baby, I was just trying to get by too. Should have nailed his balls to his Bakulian maple desk. He deserved worse than his boys, and yet, he was worth 30% more alive. And, what do you know, he worked the system. And here we are again. Different day, same bullshit. I should have shot this motherfucker right in the head so I wouldn't have to.
Oh, suck my big fucking dick, baby. Yeah! Oh, whoa! Fucking think you're a bounty hunter, huh? Come all over your fucking. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you for letting me make it up to you.
Yeah, that was so fucking hot, baby. We should do that again. Yeah! Woo!
We slave girls aren't given much chance to cool off, but when we are, it's here. The bathhouses. Where they encourage us to wash off the residue, cool down, warm up, take a nap. You know, whatever strikes our fancy. Of course, they also give us access to every kind of booze and drug, so... three guesses where that leads. In an occupation as sexed up as this one.
Do I have some in my hair?
Ooh, that's more like cum, honey. Here, let me see.
Oh, it's going to come out, yes?
Sure. Ori, get us some lemon juice. Just grab a lemon from the bar, then.
Make sure you scrub the favorites good, little princess.
Hello, princess.
You're Navi, the pirate queen.
That's right. One might say outrank you, being a queen and you being a princess and all. But that's hardly the point. Today's your lucky day. You'll never have to service a monster again.
Wait! No, please!
Hey. Get the fuck away from her, you blue bitch!
Fuck off!
What do you even think you're doing? Huh?
What do you think, Master's little cock jockey? You're the only one near enough to Soddy to do him in. You're just afraid that if you do, you lose your little royal slut as punishment.
You know I couldn't kill Sodoram even if I wanted to.
No, but you could make him bleed. Make him pay. bite his tongue or his dick off.
Why?
You enjoy feeling him come all over your tits?
I don't know. You're a Narn, aren't you? That's what you're bred for, isn't it?
Fuck you! No!
Blueberry! No! Violet! Beauregard! No! No!
I fuck you up, you condom selfie excuse of an assassin!
James Cameron looking to fuck!
Well, well, well!
Bitch!
What do you think, Kluge?
Looks like the blue hair and blue skin bitches are in love.
Don't mind us, keep going.
Hold on, Croc. We should give them a room. Invite some more of the boys.
Shit.
Bollocks.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck, you're good, baby.
When we're not attending to our master and his guests, we kept our heads down. Our commute short. And avoided guards and servants alike, because if you roused them... Baby, there's no HR to file complaints to when you're a slave girl. So, they moved us to the palace floor, the pirate queen and I. On a platform before the throne, surrounded by eager palace guests as we knelt on our hands and knees, with two double-edged dildos between us, right inside us both, in both bowls. Sounds like a hell of a night, right? I can only assume it was pitched to old Saudi as me and old Navi needing to work out a little tension.
You bastards can't be serious.
No, shut up and go with it. I thought you've been here longer than me.
Come on, girls, show us some fucking fun!
You could go gentler.
Up your safety slut.
If it's up mine, it's up yours too, you know?
Fuck her!
That's it! That's it! Fuck it out! Fuck those holes!
I think we gave the boys a good show.
You're toast, Sapie. Fucking toast.
You want to know the difference between me and that silver-haired, blue-skinned bitch? She's still under the assumption she's gonna get out of this. She still has some dignity to fight for. But me? I'm in the spotlight. Always. That's just a reality I have to accept now. You know, I wasn't lying when I said I couldn't kill him. No, no, no. Not with the medical technology that son of a bitch has at his fingertips. Shit. The other system lords haven't even tried. I could cut his throat, stab him in the brain, stab him in all of his hearts at once, and, his medical robots? Yeah. They'd be on his corpse in a second trying to save him. And you want to know what's worse? If I was smart enough to, do myself in afterwards, yeah, they'd save me too. And then I'd suffer like no woman in the history of the galaxy has ever suffered. And not in a sexy way, either. Think less Frank Francetta, more Harlan Ellison. He still can't have me at my full strength, mentally or physically. So, he keeps my diet restricted and my mind medicated. Though, let's be real, I doubt even he can grasp my tolerance for the hardest shit this universe has.
Did you have fun with the pirate queen? All is settled.
Yeah. I enjoyed getting the chance to settle our differences.
And the princess?
What about her?
Oh, just curious. Surely you have opinions about her. Thoughts, feelings.
I had to think. Does he know? Does he know that I came to her defense yesterday? What does the fucker know? It was a test, of course, but not saying shit is an answer itself. So? Oh, I think she's exemplary of her species. Pretty. But pathologically weak. I can see why you have so much fun. If they were strong enough to withstand your awesome might, they wouldn't deserve to suffer as they have. And live to see their precious princess made a lesser toy of such a mighty lord.
Indeed.
I thought that was the right answer at the time.
Yes, sis. I have a display I think you will enjoy.
Princess Kira.
My master, I live to bring you pleasure and entertainment.
The princess of nothing herself. She bores me now. How will she entertain us tonight? Shall we test how many men she can take before she perishes? Shall we have her dance? Feed her to my wrath claws? Shall I eat her?
I feared this. I feared something. But not a sadistic choice. The idea of him giving me a choice at all didn't occur to me. Punishment be damned. I could have punched him. Punched him somewhere soft and weak and...
Pat, I am letting you choose. Do not squander this gift.
I couldn't let him see how I really felt. I couldn't take that risk. So, nothing that results in her death would please me, Master. Hearing her pathetic mules of pain would be much more pleasing.
Bound her wrists to those posts. And the sight of seeing her bound and whipped will be certain to please you.
Very much so, my master. So long as she's still desired by your lieutenants and can perform her duties. Light whips, at once humane and barbaric. No trace of a normal whip's damage. They don't even leave so much as a scratch on your skin. But you better believe it hurts just the same.
Do not be so shy, Pat. You may display the depths of your arousal here. Now.
Thank you, Master. There was no faking what followed. It had to be real to convince Master. So I pulled down that metal bikini of mine and stroked my pussy to the sight of my princess being tortured. See, kiddies, when you kill people for a living, you have to learn to disassociate. Does nothing for your conscience to know if the man that you've been paid to kill in spite of their crimes is a good guy. You know, the type of guy that would feed a stray dog, or is good to his kids, or is a gifted musician. I learned a long, long time ago that I had to go to a place that recognizes that once I accept the job, they're already dead, whether I pull the trigger or not. I went to that place now, where I turned off every part of me that cared. Everything but instinct. The instinct to kill, or the instinct to fuck. Taking in every whimper, every little moan, inching my fingers deeper inside myself. Finding what arousal I could in my sweet girl's bronze body from behind. Watching as she glistened, naked with sweat, and cringed with every strike of that whip. I had to think like Master. Like a system lord. I had to think about getting my satisfaction from her pain. She was suffering. For me. Things I've had to do in this place. Things I've allowed him to do to me. Things that I've done for him. Nothing compared to that. Oh, God damn it. I love Kira. I don't just lust for her, and ever since I've laid eyes on her, I wanted to make her feel loved. Ease her pain. To make the monsters go away. It was never my intent to become one.
I know what you did was to make Master happy. He makes us do things, even say things we never would, to show our loyalty. I know what you said wasn't you. It wasn't.
No. It was. It had to be for it to work.
But it was false.
Listen,
you had to.
I'm a bad woman, Princess. I've done bad things. And unlike most of the girls here, I deserve to be here. I make lives worse. And if you stay with me, you'll... I don't even want to think about it. Forget about me, Kira. Stay away from me. Stay alive. I adapted quickly here. Quicker than most slave girls in Sodoram's harem. Master always likes to remind me of that. How easy it was. My hell, it's almost like I wanted it. It's not because I was easy, by the way. No. No, it's because I had nothing to hold on to my freedom for. I've broken every family that I've ever had. I've turned the people that I love bad. Or dead. I'm alone. And that's the way I like it. Sodoram can't ruin me. I come to him pre-ruined. And you know what? This little harem of his might be one of the few places in the galaxy where they can lock me up and I won't be able to hurt anyone ever again. Oh, that was a wicked display you put on for me, Master. Tell me how I can please you on this night. On nights like this, when the booze and the flare goes around, when the spirits are high and the morals low, just about anything can happen. And lately, I've taken to studying Master's throat and taking stock of the pointy objects that I have at hand. Outside, the solar winds are kicking up a sandstorm on the surface of Katabasa. It's rich in iron and irradiated by the cosmos. And if you could stand in that hellscape, feeling the hot grains of sand kicking up and tickling your skin, you'd catch the scent of hot red metal in the air. It smells like blood.
Yuki Space Assassin is a Sadistic Dreamer production, starring Kit Nevada. To support us while accessing hours of exclusive audio and comics, go to subscribestar.com/sadistic-dreamer. Sign up for the $2 tier and you'll get exclusive content. $6 will get you 1 week early access on all content, exclusive and otherwise. Join our growing Discord community using the link in the podcast description. Join the Yuki Space Assassin subreddit. And remember to follow us on Twitter at Yuki Space Ass. Yes, Yuki Space Ass. We hope you've enjoyed the ride, kitties. Sweet dreams.